Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. I'm Willie Thompson. Our devotional today, being filled with the Spirit. The Scriptures command us in the book of Ephesians that we are to be filled with the Spirit. Now, we want to consider on our devotional today reasons for being filled with the Spirit. As I mentioned before, number one, it is that God commands it, that we should be filled with the Spirit. That is not an option. It is given to us as instructions for godly living. We'll say more on that later, but we want to go on with probably the whole outline. Another thing is that the devil will never leave us alone in this life. So we need to be filled with the Spirit of God, because the devil is not bound. He is limited in his activities and the degree to which he can harm us or influence us or hinder us, but he is still here to affect us in this world. Number three, reason for being filled with the Spirit. Our nature is to betray Christ Jesus, our Lord, who is the Lord, to be the Lord of our lives. It is the natural man's response to reject Christ and to please self, to please the old man or the man in the raw. That's what the natural man seeks to do. The natural man says, not Christ, but me. Not his way, but mine. Not as he would have it done, but the way that I want it done. That's the natural man. Is this the response of unsaved people? Well, no. It is often the response of saved people. And when we are selfish and we go to battle with other Christians, it is generally because our old nature is betraying Christ Jesus the Lord and seeking to usurp the authority that belongs to him, wanting to dethrone Christ and to enthrone self and the flesh, to place self on the throne to rule. That's our natural response. That's the way we are. And number four, the reason for being filled with the Spirit is because the pull of the current of the world is too strong for us to resist. The world has a strong pull. It is a very influential thing. It's a very appealing thing. The world offers and makes the pursuit of sin seem so pleasant and so rewarding, and it's so deceptive. And that if we should listen to ourselves, we'll follow the world and go after sin. And we cannot resist that pull of the world. Some time ago, I saw a young man in a stream. Actually, it was a river. And he was going along in a place where he thought he could swim. He couldn't swim too well. But he got in that stream, and he was swimming well, and another young man was swimming along with him. And one struggled hard against the current, and he got out. The other man couldn't swim. He raised his hand as he went by, saying, I can't swim. It's too strong. But there were others standing by who knew that just a short distance from where he was, there was a very shallow bit of water, and he could stand up and walk out of that current, but where he was, it was too strong. That's the way the world sweeps us away, and it will carry us away. But unlike that situation, there is no shallow portion. It gets deeper all the way until it engulfs us and takes us to destruction. We need to be filled with the Spirit today. Join us again for Morning Devotions. I'm Willie Thompson.